Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we hear from Stacy Stanton with Thrive Knoxville about Thrive Knoxville's 4th of July on the Square coming up on Thursday.
First off, Stacy, I guess take us through the day from start to end, what people can expect if they take part in the 4th of July on the Square.
So we are really encouraging everyone to come to the 5K. You can run or walk it. It's family friendly. You can make it as difficult, challenging as you want, or you know, you can just enjoy the morning and get a little bit of a scenic tour of Knoxville. We also encourage you to partake in yoga on the lawn following the 5K. And if you're still in the mood, you can check out the pancake breakfast. We will have a free will donation for that at the fire station. So everything will be located right off the square, right around City Hall. And then we are really excited to have a bigger bike parade this year. We are encouraging everyone to come to the library's location at the former East Elementary, and we will have decorations. These are provided by Christian Opportunity Center, and they are also sponsoring prizes for the bike parade. So if you stick around for the bike parade, we're going to hand out some prizes for some of the best ones that we see. And then the afternoon primarily will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll have live music, so we have some local talent that's been lined up. Crest Cats will be helping us again this year with that. And then we also have some other local singers, so we're really appreciative of them. And then we're going to have some games, you know, face painting. But of course, we wanted to make sure that we had some refreshments, so we'll have Sally Ann homemade ice cream. They have some great flavors. And we'll have the First United Methodist Women. They will have pie as well, so pie and ice cream go really well together. And then we do have a lunch that has been sponsored by Rotary and Kiwanis and Fairway, so we'll have some hot dogs out there as well. And then if you do travel away from the square, we have just right off the square the dodgeball tournament at Memorial Hall, so you can still register for that. We extended that deadline. All those forms are available at City Hall, including the waiver. And then we have two other events that are at Peachtree. So the Best Burger Contest was super successful last year, and we're really excited to have that again. And so we appreciate Peachtree sponsoring that for us. And then we've moved the Bags Tournament over there as well, so you can enjoy both of those if you want to, watching or participating. So we just really encourage you to spend your morning and your early afternoon with us. And then we encourage everyone to also take a break if it's going to be hot, which it probably will, and then head down to the racetrack. We have partnered with the racetrack for some events there, and they, of course, will also be shooting fireworks off at Young's Park. So new location for fireworks, but we wanted to give everybody a chance to enjoy most of the day. But then if you have anything else you want to do, there is a nice break from 2 p.m. to about 6 p.m., and then we want everyone to come enjoy the fireworks show this year at Young's Park.
You talked about the dodgeball extension for the registration for that. Does it cost anything to be a part of that?
Yes, I believe it's $25, but yeah, you do pay for that, but then there are some great prizes that we hand out as well. So there's, I think, 6 to 8 on a team, so when you break down your registration, you're not paying very much per person at all. So it's, we wanted to make sure everything was really affordable, and then again, we have a lot of sponsors that are providing prizes for any of the events that do have registration.
Now, you talked about the bike parade as well. Where exactly is the bike parade going on, and what time is that, so if people wanted to see it?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we are going to start at City Hall, and we will actually travel from City Hall out to 2nd Street. We'll take 2nd Street to Robinson, and then we'll just do Robinson down to 3rd. So we're making it a pretty short route just to keep everybody, you know, safe, and we wanted to keep it in a nice area. So they'll come back down to 3rd Street, and then we'll just end at City Hall. So we'll start and end at City Hall. So there will be plenty of spaces for people to watch and enjoy that.
I'm going to throw you under the bus real quick. What are you most looking forward to seeing or taking part in the day of?
Ooh, I don't know. I will say that I had a chance to see everything last year, and the burger contest was probably my favorite, and it was probably because it was at the end of the day. So this year, I'm probably going to try to stay closer to the square and maybe enjoy some more of the music. I didn't have a chance to see that, but I also didn't see the bike parade last year, so I'm really excited. I think we're going to have some really great events on the square that you can just participate in, or you can just observe, whichever you choose. So I think it will be a lot of fun, and I think you'll be able to make it to most everything if you want to fit it all in.
Now, you know, when it comes to this event, Thrive Knoxville has really stepped up, you know, with events throughout the year. This is one of the biggest ones. What's it mean for you to be a part of Thrive, really, and second off, to have Thrive be able to do this for the community of Knoxville and see the people out in Knoxville having fun during these community events?
I mean, it's really gratifying. We're a very small committee. If people didn't know, there's less than a dozen of us, and it's pretty amazing what we can accomplish. And then, of course, we get to see firsthand the generosity of the community and different organizations, some of the ones that I've mentioned. It's really just so impressive to see the different businesses and individuals that will step up and help. And it's really not about a profit. This is just about the community, and we just want everybody to celebrate. We want to make Knoxville a place for everyone to enjoy. So I have to say that, yeah, it's been wonderful to work on this for the last couple of years, and we really hope that everybody comes out and supports the event, and we hope to make it bigger and better every year, and that does rely, of course, on volunteers and the community support. So we also, you know, love to hear feedback. So if there's anything that, you know, you want to see us try, we welcome that, and we welcome the volunteers to support those, you know, extra activities as well.
Thanks to Stacy Stanton with Thrive Knoxville for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.